Well, my second appearance on the floor of the Victorian Upper House on the 12th of February 2015 saw me delivering my maiden speech. These speeches keep on giving long after they are delivered, and upon the death of a member, his or her maiden speech is often quoted when memorialising their life. If you've ever been confused by a politician's apparent lurch to the left or the right, or if they are somehow behaving contrary to their party's core beliefs, just go back to their maiden speech. There will be a page towards the end that will sum up what they believe in. It won't say who they are and it won't say what their party believes in, but it will tell you how they will vote on core issues if it is left up to their own beliefs and ideals. This part of my maiden speech dealt with hypocrisy, slut-shaming and civil liberties. Earlier in the day, I had agonised over what to wear. Was the maiden speech a sombre affair or was it celebratory? Was my lemon-hued Scanlan and Theodore two-piece the right thing, or was the tailored pinstripe suit the way to go? In the end, I thought I would dress as if I'd been subpoenaed to court rather than going to the races. So the pinstripe suit won out. I stood in my place and after thanking my family, I began on my core values. I may be the first former sex worker to be elected to a parliament anywhere in the country. The charitable silence granted to first-time speakers deepened across the chamber like a low-pressure trough. An attendant in a maroon blazer shifted uneasily in his seat. Another smoothed his goatee down on each side as if he were nervously applying product. These were seasoned parliamentary staff who'd seen it all. They'd ejected rabble-rousers, called ambulances, and watched tearful speeches. More so, it was their job to protect the two large wooden doors at the back of the Legislative Council from being assaulted by members who would come, as per the tradition, armed with a big black rod to try to bash down the doors at the opening of each parliament. They were not to be trifled with. The clerk, looking erudite and earnest behind a stack of red leather rule books, craned his head up off the notice paper and worked his gaze around the room like an animal sensing the air. However, I continued, I am sure that the clients of sex workers have been elected in far greater numbers before me. It was partly an acknowledgement and partly a declaration, an acknowledgement of the many women in Victoria who had been slut-shamed by men in positions of authority, but also a declaration to the Parliament that the slut was now among them. An uncertain silence rolled off onto the crimson Axminster carpet. It was my maiden speech. I knew I was safe from hecklers and interjectors. It had been decreed many years earlier that my parliamentary virginity would lie intact until I had finished. Suddenly, however, the mood changed. The clerk lowered his head over his notes again and some of the women started smiling. The men just looked at their shoes. Someone later said it felt like a civil line moment in Australian politics.